somebody's going to sit there and it's going to look at that. And we're going to ask ourselves 2 years down the road, what's the most likely thing to get me into Harvard? Some people might say grades. Maybe some people might say being a legacy, having an income in the nine figures. It won't be. It'll be something banal like varsity tennis. Why varsity tennis? Why would that model be happy with varsity tennis? It would be happy with varsity tennis because it's predominantly white, it's predominantly in wealthy neighborhoods, and it's predominantly in the Northeast. Again, there are subtle ways that you can reproduce the same biases in AI. And there's a fundamental problem here that we as a society, we as a species have to figure out what's okay to use AI for. And I don't know the answer to the question because I think that's going to be the defining question for the next 50 or 100 years of life on this planet is what is okay for AI to do? Because when you hand over decision-making for important, impactful, potentially devastating or consequential problems or decisions that we as a society have struggled with since the birth of man, you're suddenly making the model a proxy for not having to deal with hard problems. And it has this exact property that I was talking about all along, that all I need to do is figure out what makes the model happy, not what it means to be a good Harvard applicant. Figure out the highest correlation between getting in and the things you're putting in your resume. That's it. And you can't beat that. And that's where I think I'm tearing whatever hair I have left out is every time I hear somebody in policy, let's talk about, you know, sentencing, or let's talk about insurance, or let's talk about who gets a loan, right? All of those things have human consequential decisions that require us to make discerning hard decisions about who we are as a species. And just pretending an algorithm can do it isn't gonna get us there. What it's gonna do is it's just going to make the problem worse. And that's where I think we need to have some sense of cognition of what AI is there to do and what it isn't. What are we comfortable handing the reins on? We are on the cusp. I think it was the head of AI for either Google or OpenAI, which are two of the big players. And he said, what's the one thing that worries you at night is that we are on the verge of generalized artificial intelligence, which basically means human scale intelligence. Within the next few years, and we as a species are just not ready for it, right? We live in a hype curve world, and we don't hear much about the downside of all of this. We don't really hear, we're not having that important discussion. We need to make that discussion front and center before we make any hardened decisions about how we adjudicate the important problems in our society. AI will not solve us being human. Full stop. There are certain requirements for us as being humans on this planet. AI, all the AI in the world is not going to change that. We can pretend it will, but it won't. And therefore, we really need to be judicious. And unfortunately, there's a strong current. There's economic things that are counterweights here. There are strong economic factors for avoiding hard problems by just throwing it at AI. And I see this across the spectrum. So I would end this little vignette by saying, Goodhart was right. The moment you make AI the decision maker, it's a bad decision maker, right? Because it doesn't have subtlety, it doesn't have ethics, it doesn't have historical perspective, it doesn't have all of the other things we absolutely need in these critical societal decisions that we need to make. So I have a recurring nightmare.